ओम ज्ञान चिनिरंधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाक्य चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः.
Two kinds of Krishna katha. Krishnasya katha, that which is spoken by Krishna, and Krishna vishaya katha. So these, that means which is about Krishna. So we'll find both of these here in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Both are equally purifying. Discussion of Krishna is purifying. But that has to be done properly. When properly heard and chanted, these messages, Prabhupada translates here, are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. Properly means that the discussion of Krishna, that must be done by representative of Krishna. Here Prabhupada is stating that just as the name of Krishna is none different from Krishna, so discussion of Krishna's name, form, qualities, pastimes, the philosophy that he has spoken, everything is none different from Krishna. So it's very powerful. What is more powerful than Krishna? Who is more powerful than Krishna? Maya is very powerful. Very difficult to overcome Maya. Devi yesha gunamayi mama maya durateya mameva ye prapadyante maya metam tamantite. Maya is very difficult to overcome. But if we surrender to Krishna, then we can cross over Maya. By the grace of Krishna, because Krishna is more powerful than Maya. It's a very simple principle to understand. You cannot run at 50 kilometers an hour. But if you get in a train which is moving at that speed, you can go. So the same thing, we cannot, by our own strength, overcome Maya. But if we take shelter of Krishna, who is already above Maya, then we easily cross beyond. So taking shelter, that means by the process of devotional service, which is centered around hearing and chanting of Krishna. There are so many activities in devotional service. But first comes hearing and chanting. Otherwise, if you don't hear about Krishna, then who are we going to know who to serve? The propensity to serve is there. Everyone is serving someone. Everyone is serving their senses. And for the sake of serving their senses, they're serving their boss in their factory, or their countrymen, family members. So everyone is serving. Everyone is serving for the sake of some reciprocation, some rasa. But that can be properly reciprocated when we serve Krishna. Because Krishna is the Akhila Rasamrita Sindhu. He is the reservoir, the huge ocean of nectarine rasas. In this material world, there is not rasamrit. There is the opposite. It's not amrit. It's rasamrit. Not rasamrit. Rasamrit. By these material relationships, we simply become dead. Finished. Whatever material relationship is there, after some time it is finished. And it simply leads to repeated birth and death. But the relationship with Krishna, that is the real rasa, that is rasamrita. Rasamrita. That leads us to the world of deathlessness. So this rasa mrit, or dead rasa, jara rasa, material rasa, is trying to enjoy in this material world. That is called here abhadra. Desire to enjoy matter. Everyone in this material world wants to enjoy matter. That is the cause of bondage. Therefore, hearing about Krishna, vidhunoti, that will cleanse the heart of all material desires. How is that? Krishna himself takes charge of cleansing the heart. How is that? By manifesting himself. Krishna, he is all pure, so wherever he manifests himself, that becomes pure, even if the place is previously dirty. Just like if there's some place someone is passing urine and stool, it's very contaminated, nasty, bad smell. But if the sun comes there, then that place becomes purified. The bad smell goes away, and the stool breaks down and merges with the earth. In the same way, Krishna, he is the prophylactic, purifying, apapa vidham. He cannot be touched by any sinful activities. But when he comes in contact with anything that is sinful, he purifies that. He doesn't become contaminated by that sinful activity. When we chant Hare Krishna, we are sinful, we become purified. Not that Krishna becomes contaminated by us. He purifies us because he's very kind, suhrit satam. He's very kind to those who are satam. Satam means of the truthful, means of the devotee, someone who's actually very sincere to understand Krishna. Then Krishna helps such a person in two ways. Internally as Chaitya Guru, as the giving us direction within the heart. And externally manifests as spiritual master or devotee who guides the devotees in the matter of understanding Krishna. Yesterday someone was asking, how can you know who's Guru? Well, that means we're speaking the message of Krishna. Krishna is our best friend. Suhrit, here the word is given. Benefactor, Suhrit. Best friend. There are different words. Mitra, Bandhu, Suhrit. These are different words for friend. So Mitra means some well-wisher but acquaintance. Bandhu means friend. Suhrit means who will give his life for you. Heart-to-heart friend. So Krishna is Suhrit Satam. Actually, he is Suhridam Sarva Bhutanam. He is the best friend of all living beings. And he manifests his best friendliness with all living beings by giving them what they want. You want to be enjoyer of this material world? Here, try. You can try as a hog, as a dog, as a pig, as a cockroach, sometimes as Indra. You like? Enjoy. But actually Krishna is not very pleased with such people, but he reciprocates directly with the devotees who are sincere to understand his messages. He helps them to come back to God. He also helps through his Maya Shakti. Maya, she is also a great devotee of Krishna. Her name is Bhagavati, and she's a great devotee. So her job, that is, she has two particular functions. That Avaranatmika Shakti means simply covering the living beings. Everyone is in Maya, covered by Maya. Then, Prakshekha Apika Shakti, that if someone tries to come out of Maya, she has another special club to push you down. Another different kinds of subtle ways of deluding. So that is also helping the aspiring transcendentalist. Just like a boxer, he has to fight. Boxer has to fight. So he has to practice. He has to punch against a bag. So there's some pain, is there? But by that he becomes strong. In sports they say, no pain, no gain. Unless you and you have to do your running exercise hours every day so you can become strong. So in the same way, Maya is testing. That is a help for the devotee to become strong. You have to become strong. Bhakti is not for weak people. It means someone who is very determined, dhridhavrata, to cross over the ocean of material life. It's not an easy thing. It is easy if we take shelter of Krishna. But we are weak-minded. We are deluded. We are puppets in the hands of Maya. So it's very easy, it seems easy to us, to surrender to Maya. Why should I follow all these rules? No meat eating, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling. Then other things, why not? It's so easy to be in Maya. It's very easy. Now in modern conveniences, they've made it very easy. All you have to do is... You're already in Maya. If you want to become more in Maya, I don't think that was when I used to watch 20 years ago. Just go like this. And immediately you have so many varieties of entertainment. There's so many things. You can go tourism, come to Dubai for tourism. You can go driving in the desert. It's entertainment, sports. Go watching some horse racing or some cricket game. There are so many things. There are so many literatures. There's so many ways you can go with your friends and sit and talk. You can be in Maya, and so it's easy to be in Maya. But to be Krishna conscious, you have to repeatedly say no, no, no to Maya, and yes to Krishna. But I want to hear this. I want to spend my time hearing and chanting about Krishna. So if someone is sincere to do that, Krishna will help him. You have to hear properly. These messages are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted, especially in this first canto of Bhagavatam, and again in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Prabhupada is repeatedly emphasizing, you have to hear from the proper source. If you hear from someone who is themselves, they have some other agenda, They have some other program. We'll speak about Krishna, and that's also one good way of maintaining the family. Just learn some stories and tell some jokes and sing some songs, and everyone will like it and give a donation, and you meet with them and socialize a bit. But actually, Bhakti Marg, it's a very strict path. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam Shikshate Veka Purushaparana Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari Kripambati Yastamaham Buddha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Kripambudi. He is an ocean of mercy, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said. Because he has come to teach us devotion to himself. What is that? Vairagya Vidya. That is based on the platform of renunciation and knowledge. Renunciation means to be renounced from anything which is detrimental to our progress in Krishna consciousness. That is the test of advancement. Bhakti, Rejanubhava, Viraktiranyatra. We can have devotion for Krishna as much as we are detached from everything else. And on the platform of renunciation, then vidya, knowledge develops. Knowledge means, what is the meaning of knowledge? Knowledge means to know, I am the servant of Krishna. But as long as we are attached in this material world, we are thinking, I am the enjoyer of this material world. So the enjoying spirit, let me enjoy, that is just opposite to the devotional spirit, which is, let me offer everything to Krishna. Devotee may also live in a nice apartment, may have so many material facilities, but his mood is offer everything to Krishna. And that of a non-devotee, that is, let me enjoy. And he suffers because there is no enjoyment. But a devotee offers everything to Krishna, so he's very happy in any circumstance. Whether he has lots of money or not, he doesn't care that much because his motive is to serve Krishna in any circumstance. This is what Krishna is teaching, sarvadhaman parityaja. This is on this platform of surrender, devotion can take place. But it requires sincerity to hear that. Not everyone can hear. When properly heard, here the Rishi, Sholokadi Rishi, or Sutta, they're talking, Sutta, talking how you can properly hear. You cannot properly hear unless you have that. And some initial desire to become purified. The message of Krishna is very powerful. But Krishna is not going to force his way into your heart. You have to open up and let him in. Our hearts, they are covered by thick, thick layers of nasty, abhadra, material desires. So the message of Krishna, that is described, it's like thunderbolts meant for shattering the mountains of nasty things covering our pure consciousness. Our pure consciousness is that we are eternal servants of Krishna, but we have mountains of ignorance, big piles of garbage that are covering our pure consciousness of Krishna. So at least in the beginning there has to be some recognition that this is not good. I'm in Maya. The first thing to get out of Maya is to understand I am in Maya. Otherwise, if we think I'm okay, everything's nice, then how can we get free from our illusion? Therefore, we see in the beginning of Gita, Krishna, the first thing Krishna told Arjuna, you're a fool. Ashochanam vashochan strong pragyavadam shabhashase katasanagatasan strong nanu shochanti pandita. My dear Arjuna, you're speaking very learned words, very wonderful, but you're a fool because you don't know what you're talking about. You're not talking like an Arya. Arya means a civilized person who is interested in the highest goal of life. It is not suitable for you. Klaivyam asvagamapata naita choyurupadita shudra hridya dhagavam tyakvotishtapadita. Give up this nonsense. Immediately he chastised. Why are you talking nonsense? What nonsense? Come on, I'm talking very good things. We shouldn't kill. We should be nice. Krishna immediately chastised. Why have you become such a fool? So that he could begin to understand, whoops, there's something wrong. I'm morose. As soon as you become morose, you should understand there's something wrong, because Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma, one who's on the transcendental platform, he's always happy. If you're morose, that means you're not on the transcendental platform. Even if you have so many nice ideas, be nice, do good. There's so many people advertising, be good, be nice, smile at others. You're smiling at others in the meantime. There, so many animals are being slaughtered, and everyone should be happy and nice, but what are they doing? They're smiling and being nice and eating blood and so many things. Even if they're vegetarians, I'm a vegetarian. I'm good, I'm a vegetarian. But if you're not becoming Krishna conscious, then you're also a killer, because you're killing yourself by wasting your human form of life, not engaging it in Krishna's service. So we have to understand what is the actual fact. That this human life is meant to understand Krishna. Why are we not understanding Krishna? Why are we not thinking of Krishna? Because we're in Maya. There are two things. There's sunlight and there's darkness. Either in light or you're in darkness. Krishna Surja Shama Maya Hoy Andaka. Jahan Krishna Tanahi Maya Rahika. Krishna is just like the sun. And Maya, Maya means the position of not remembering Krishna. That is like the darkness. So just as when there's darkness, if the sun enters such a place, then the darkness goes away. In the same way, if we hear the message of Krishna, that will dispel the darkness, if we want it to. If we're ready to hear that. You have to be ready to hear. If you're not ready to hear, or if the speaker is not ready to speak, then where will the effect be? The speaker must speak, first of all, in such a way that one can understand what is the real need, necessity, what is our real goal of life. The goal of life is to understand Krishna. That means we have to become detached from this sense of enjoying the material world. Ishvaraham aham bhogi, siddhoham balavan sukhi. This is the demoniac way of thinking. I am the enjoyer, I am the controller, I am perfect, I am okay, everything is nice about me. First thing we have to understand is that I am not okay. I am a rascal. I need to be taught what is the correct thing. Why I'm rascal? Because I'm not thinking of Krishna. I'm not serving Krishna. So actually our topmost goal is to hear the pastimes of Krishna, revel in the pastimes of Krishna. But at the moment our consciousness is contaminated. Therefore we have to hear narrations that will purify us from such a wrong propensity of wanting to enjoy matter. Therefore such things have to be spoken. That what are our material attachments? Mostly we don't like to give them up. It's painful to give up our material attachments. It's painful, but it's necessary medicine. We are attached in so many ways. When we hear, I'm not this body. Oh, I'm exercising 2 hours every day. And now you've got a nice strong body. You're not that body. However beautiful your body may be, however nice your hairstyle may be, you're going to die. However much you may love your family members, they're all going to die. You're going to die. You're not going to remain with them. However much you may like the flavor of roast chicken or some horrible food, then you can't avoid the karmic reaction. However much you may philosophize, it's like on Sunday one man came to see me. He's introduced gynecologist. I said, that means you're doing abortion. He said, yes. So that's very sinful. No, no, you have to understand. You see, the scripture was made a different time, and now you see the children won't get looked after, therefore it's better to kill them. So many arguments you don't want to hear. So I said, well, what philosophy is that? According to that, if the child's not happy, any child, there are so many children not happy, you should just kill them all. They'll be better off. They don't like, they'll invent so many philosophies, so-called philosophies. This man was from Pushtimag Sampradaya, by the way, doctor, making lakhs of rupees in abortion. So they don't like to hear. They don't want to hear the message. They think, what this man was saying. Everyone has to understand, they have to view different things from different viewpoints and come to their own opinion, and no one person can say the truth. This is atheism. To say such a thing. No one person can say the truth. Yes, Krishna can say. He can say. He must say, because he is the truth. He will say, you don't know. You're under the control of the laws of nature. You don't know how or why you got in this body. That means you're controlled. That means someone is controlling you. Who is that? Krishna. And he's telling you how. Karanam guna sangasya sadisat yoni janmasu. Because of your association with the modes of material nature, you get different kinds of bodies. And if you perform sinful activities, then you have to suffer. By abortion, you perform abortion, that means you will never see the light of day for millions of lifetimes. You'll be born in a womb and again cut and again cut and again cut. That is your karma. People don't want to hear that. They don't like to hear because they think, I'm rich, I'm prestigious, a big hospital. I don't like to hear such things. Why should they disturb my sense enjoyment? I'm very happy as I am. But they don't see what result will be there, what reaction will be there. So in the same way, if we don't like to hear, we don't like to hear because we're attached to our material position, but we don't see. Pashyanapi na pashyati. We don't see that it's like driving in a car. We're driving straight towards the edge of the cliff. We're going to fall off and perish. We don't like to think, we don't like to hear, because we think, this car is very nice. I've got a Mercedes car. It's so wonderful, and it drives very fast. How nice. We don't think, where are you driving to? You're driving off the edge of the cliff, and your car will be smashed. You will be smashed. So in the same way, we're performing so many sinful activities, but we're thinking, I'm very comfortable now, so why should anyone disturb me? And same way, if we are to hear the message of Bhagavata, we have to open up and be prepared to listen, even if it's painful. It may be painful to us because we're thinking, I'm very happy and nice. But if you're feeling happy and nice, you've got a big problem. Really. You're in Maya. Because you're happy, where is the happiness? There's no happiness in this material world. If you're feeling happy, then you're not a very good candidate for spiritual life. Someone comes and says, I'm feeling frustrated. Very good. That's the beginning of intelligence. Anyone who's feeling frustrated, it means they can begin to hear something better. You should be frustrated. Why are you happy? What is there to be happy about? You're simply working to maintain your body, going through your life, not knowing what is the purpose of life, and thinking, life is so wonderful, I got a job in Dubai, much better than having a job in India, I earn so much money, and it's so wonderful. And I'll buy some land, and when I'm 95 years old, I'll retire and go and live happily. I'll go and live happily forever after. So this is Maya. Thinking if you're happy, you're in Maya. If you're happy in this material, in a material sense, if you're happy, you're in trouble. Because this material world is miserable. And there's no goal, no aim. Or whatever aim is there, it's all illusory. I will earn money and be happy. It's an illusory aim. You can't be happy, however much money you earn. You think Bill Gates is happy? He has a sense of happiness. I'm so wonderful, I'm so great, I'm so famous. He's so foolish because he doesn't know where he's going to, what is the purpose of his life. Simply having money, that won't help you. So, beginning of understanding is to understand. I really don't know. Just like Sanatana Goswami. Kayame kenayame jare tapatroi. Yahanahe jane kemane hittahoi. Why am I suffering? Who am I? Why am I suffering in this material life? How can I be benefited? If we're prepared to listen to the message of Krishna, that is very powerful to clean our heart. But if we're not prepared to hear, if we become upset, I don't like this, then we can't understand how we have to hear the message of Krishna. Sarvametadritang manye yannangarasikrishna. Arjuna said to Krishna, whatever you say, Krishna, accept it fully. And if you don't, if you think, I like to hear some nice stories of Krishna, but you don't like to hear how to become extricated from Maya, how to give up our material attachments. That is called Ardha Kokoti Nyai. The logic of half a chicken. Some man was keeping a chicken. We don't keep chickens, but he was keeping chickens. So he was thinking, chicken, the backside is good because I get an egg every day. The front side is bad, I have to feed, spend money for food. So I'll chop the chicken in half and only keep the backside. And the front side, I'll make chicken soup. And he ended up no chicken, because you can't have one without the other. So if you think I'll only listen to the Krishna Leela and nice stories, but all these nasty things we don't like to hear, then you won't get the actual result. There are many things. Actually, if you actually read Prabhupada's books, you'll find there's so what is in Shastra and how the acharyas are teaching. Very strong, because we are very strongly in Maya. So they're teaching very strongly. And it may not be palatable, just like bitter medicine is not palatable, but it's required. And that's jinega, because it's purifying. We don't like to hear, but when we become purified, we'll like to hear. We'll be so much grateful, so much thankful. I was reading some story of about Tirtha Maharaj, first Tirtha Maharaj, the disciple, he was disciple of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and then he became sannyas disciple, first sannyas disciple of Bhaktisthan Saraswati Thakur. So someone had written some brief biography. So he was so much grateful, because he loved this Tirtha Maharaj. So he was praying, he was writing in his biography that I pray I can have his association life after life. He said he was so kind to us. Anytime we were falling asleep in class, he would immediately shout at us. And if we weren't properly concentrating and chanting, he would chastise us. How he loved us. He took so much trouble to teach us. He was appreciating. Also, when I was one man I met in South India, Madhva Brahmin, he was telling me, oh, my father is so good to me. He taught me Vishnu Sahasranam. I didn't want to learn. He beat me. Anytime I said it I didn't want to do or pronounce wrong, and he'd beat me. And he said, I'm so grateful to my father. Because now all my life I'm chanting. Every day. Twice a day he's chanting Vishnu Sahasranam. I'm taking pleasure. He's enjoying that. But the tendency, the father saw, the tendency, children they like to play. But he said, no, don't play. Chant Vishnu Sahasranam. Now I gave you birth, so now I have to send you back to Godhead. So you're not going to go back to Godhead by playing. You have to learn what are the names of God. So in the childhood, he wasn't appreciated, and now he's appreciated. So like that, we have to be ready. Well, sometimes you see in this case, even you're not ready, but the father in the case of the son, by force. Because nowadays there's so many different ideas, just let children do whatever they like, and let anyone do whatever they like, and think whatever you like, do whatever you like, and then we'll be happy. But it's not a fact. People are not happy. They're more miserable than at any time. I saw in New York in the airport, I saw some advertisement, I don't know which company it was, there was some notice, it said that at the end of the 20th century, man has more technological development than at any time in history. And never has man been so confused. Even they themselves are recognizing. They don't know the solution. That let everyone do whatever they like. What everyone thinks, it's all the same. No authority. Why should anyone tell anyone else what to do? I saw in Sweden when I was there, this was 1979, that they have the idea of rights. Everyone has equal rights. Even the children, you treat them exactly the same as the parents. We were selling these records to raise money for preaching in Bangladesh. So I stopped one lady and I wanted to ask her to buy one record. She had a child, they're 5 years old. What do you think? What's your opinion? And then they discussed back and forward. Treating the child as an equal. In Sweden they have open prisons. That means they have the idea, if you do something wrong, it's not your fault, because the society didn't bring you up properly. So, we're sorry. Yes, so-and-so, you are charged of killing 59 people and robbering and murdering, and we're sorry. we're sorry that it's our fault, you did. No discipline. It's based on the false idea that people are basically good and responsible, but in this material world they're not. In this material world everyone is basically a rascal. They're out to exploit for the sake of their own sense gratification. Therefore discipline is required. Discipline is required to say, you should do this, you should do that. A disciple means you voluntarily accept to be disciplined. You should do this, you should do that. You may not understand why. Just like the child is told, go to school. Why? I want to play. It doesn't make any sense to the child. Why should I have to sit and learn some 2 plus 2 equals 4, A, B, C, D? Why don't? Playing is much better. But the parents, they know. I have to teach all this nonsense so he can get a nonsense job and work like an ass like me. So he has to learn all these things. So the child doesn't understand what is for his best benefit. So therefore, by force, he is taught, and the child has to submit, and later he can understand, yes, I needed to learn all these things. So in the same way, we, when you come to be a disciple, then you have to be like an open slate. If you think, I already know so many things, everything is equal, children are equal to parents, and new devotees are equal to sannyasis, and disciples' rights, why should the disciple listen to the guru? He's just as intelligent. He's got university degree. He learned so many things. He has a good brain. Then why should he listen to the guru? We should have disciples' rights. Let us campaign for disciples' rights. What is all this nonsense? Bowing down before the guru and serving and listening. Guru, we should have... Let's modernize the system. Let's become modern and liberal. No, it doesn't work. Knowledge comes down. You have to hear. Hear means you have to be ready to hear. If you hear something from Guru, I like that. Okay. Yeah, I'm quite intelligent, so that seems like what he says makes sense. No, I don't think what that... Guruji, what you said, that was wrong. You see, you don't really understand what you're talking about. Then you can't understand. If you don't understand, you can ask, just like Arjuna asked so many questions. He told Krishna that... And Krishna explained, because in other words, having a doubt, that is not wrong. But one must present it submissively, then he can hear. That's why faith is required. And faith is required that here is someone who can give the message of Krishna, who can help me. Initial faith is required. If that is not there, then you can't make advancement. Shadhavan jan hoi bhakti adhikari. One who has faith, he can begin to advance. So faith means faith that by hearing the message of Krishna, I will be benefited. Faith means to understand I'm not in a very good position. I may think I'm very intelligent, but I don't know what is for my actual benefit. Therefore I have to hear. Therefore I have to follow. Therefore I have to serve. And in this way become purified. If someone puts too much faith in his own mundane intelligence, he becomes cut off from the mercy of Krishna. That mercy comes when Krishna sees someone is ready to become submissive and admit, I don't know what is my situation. But if someone thinks, yes, I'll read the Bhagavad Gita and interpret it in my own way, and I have my own way of thinking, and my way of thinking is as good as anyone else's, this puffed up attitude. Krishna will not cleanse the heart of such a person because he has such an ocean of pride in his heart. He cannot begin to hear, he cannot begin to understand. Therefore, humility is required. To begin to hear requires humility. So there's a process for hearing. And if the speaker is bona fide, that means he is Shrutriyam Brahmanishtam. He has properly heard from his guru who is properly situated in Purampuram. He's properly heard and he's fixed in that knowledge, not simply as a kind of academic study, but by realization. How can you judge realization? By his activities. If he remains fixed in that service. So if the speaker is bona fide, it means he has to repeat what he has heard. And has to repeat 100% what he hears. If he thinks, well, if I say this, the people, they may not accept, they may not like. Of course, it's a great art to present in such a way that people can hear. But we can't edit the message of Krishna just because people may not like it. What has to be said, has to be said. They don't like it, that's their misfortune. That means the speaker has to be bona fide, and the hearer has to be bona fide also. They have to be ready to hear that which is for their highest benefit. If people come simply for some kind of semi-spiritual entertainment, then you can't get the benefit of hearing. You have to be ready to hear, to be purified. So if the speaker is bona fide and the hearer is sincere, then very quickly the result will be there, that the heart will become purified and Krishna will manifest himself in such a heart. Is there any question, please? Pisachirakola. How long will you sleep on the lap of the witch called Maya? Yes. Maya is a great devotee of Krishna, but apparently acts as some kind of pishachi or witch, because her job is to give us various difficulties. So if we approach her with rakshasa consciousness, she will reciprocate like that. But her real job is to deliver us to Krishna. She has an unenviable task of keeping everyone in bondage. That is her job, her service to Krishna. But actually she becomes pleased when someone escapes from her clutches. But she wants to see if you're actually sincere. Ya devi sarvabhutana nidrarupena samsthiti. Her job is to keep everyone sleeping. Koto nidra jama. So she keeps everyone sleeping. Sleeping means they're not awakened to their real life. Utishta, jagrata, prapra, varang, nibhodata. Now you've got this opportunity. Wake up and get the real boon of your life. Krishna consciousness. Any other question? He's there, but you're not seeing. You're not appreciating his presence. He's not showing himself to you because you don't want. When you hear and become purified, then Krishna will show himself to you, manifest in you, and you can appreciate his presence. Now we're not appreciating. And Krishna is Chaitya Guru, he's within the heart. So he is upadrashta and anumanta. He is seeing everything and directing, giving you permission. You want to do this? You want to do this? You want to do this? So, hridyantastha. All the abhadras are within the heart. But Krishna is also within the heart. So when he sees that we are sincere to understand him, then he directs us. Brahmanda brahmete kona bhagyavan jeev guru krishna prasade pai bhakti lata bij. When we are sincere, some beginning sincerity is there to understand Krishna. And Krishna arranges that we get guru, and guru arranges that we get Krishna. By the mercy of Krishna we get guru. By the mercy of guru we get Krishna. So Krishna is within the heart. He's directing the wanderings of all living beings. Ishvara sarva bhutanam hridesha arjuna tishtati brahmayan sarva bhutanam yantraru danima. So he's directing those who are his devotees. He directs them in such a way that they can come to him. And I think anyone who has come to Krishna consciousness, they can see, if you look at your life, you can see how Krishna has arranged your life in such a way that you can come to him. Krishna is making so many arrangements. A devotee sees whatever happens, whether it's something nice or bad, apparently, it's all Krishna's arrangement to help me to come to him. Krishna also gives us direction. We hear of the word conscience. It's against my conscience to do this or do that. So Krishna, helps to make the intelligence fixed of the person who is sincere to know him. How that intelligence means Shastra Chakshu. Krishna, he is non-different from Shastra. So Krishna, he manifests understanding of this is how he's helping us from within the heart. Yasya Devi Pura Bhakti Yata Devi Tathagura Tasyaite Katita Hayata Prakashante Mahatma. What is the real fact? How we should follow Shastra? Krishna gives us those who have faith in him and in Guru, then Krishna manifests the meaning of the Shastra, all the understandings. It makes it clear to us. Whereas someone who is not sincere to understand Krishna, he may study the Shastra, but he can't find Krishna. Every syllable of Shastra is speaking of Krishna. Vede Ramayana Chaiva Purane Bharate Tata Adav Anteta Madhyecha Savatra Hari Giyate. Beginning and middle and end of every word of Shastra, all these Shastras, it's simply glorifying Krishna. One who is a devotee, that is revealed to him by Krishna. But one who is not a devotee, he can read all the Shastras and he'll never see Krishna. Even Krishna says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhu, everything comes from me. But he can't understand it because he's a rascal. Krishna won't manifest that understanding to him. But for someone who's serious to be a devotee of Krishna, he'll hear Shastra and he'll internalize that. It means in every step of his life, he remembers Krishna from what he's heard, from what he's studied in Shastra. So the two go together. Chaitya Guru, the Krishna within the heart, and Guru who speaks the message of Shastra from without. So what is spoken from without, the understanding is given from within, that's manifested from within by Krishna. So that devotee is able to understand and act at every moment in Krishna consciousness. Is that alright? Anything more? Any other question?
Hare Krishna.